cock your guns, cast your lines, and drop your anchor. Time to sit back and relax. It's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Big Boat and Outdoor Radio Show. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy, and we are talking to you live today inside the beautiful studios of News Talk 660 K-Sky. And folks, we have a really good show for you today. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be going live with our fishing guide, Mike Beeson, with Four Seasons Guide Service from up there at Lake Texoma. And then we're going to check in with our news girl, Lake Level Ginger, for the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report. And then today at about 6:15, Big John and I are going to give you some tips on winterizing your boat for this year. And for the beginning of next year, of course. And then, let's see, at the second half of the show today is kicked off with Dock Talk. We've got Frank Pillsbury joining us today. We're going to discuss what the marinas right now and what some of these boat dealers around here in North Texas are doing right now here in December. What are they doing right now in December? And we've got that coming up on Dock Talk today. And then we're going to finish the show with our outdoor expert, Kevin Strickland. And let's see. I think I want to go ahead right now and say hello to Ryan over there. Ryan, what's going on, man?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. How you doing, Dennis?
You know what? We're doing pretty good. You know, can you believe that next weekend is Christmas Eve?
I can't believe it, man. That's like my favorite day of the year, even more than my birthday.
Oh, yeah. I always look forward to it, but I am glad when it's over.
Well, that's true. But that day, I love all the music and the sights and sounds and food and everything that goes along with Christmas, so...
Well, I'm with you, man. I'm ready for it. My mother-in-law is going to have us playing Christmas music all day.
Andy Williams, here we go.
He'll probably be played at the Gibbs house next weekend, too. But right now, why don't we introduce the co-host of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show all the way from East Texas with his country wisdom. And I'll just go ahead and say it. Smart alecky ways. My best friend, Big John Mixon. That's all right. Big John, what's going on, man?
What crazy music is that?
Oh, it's some music that Ryan had. For some reason, the Boat Show CD is not playing in the player today.
It's probably like me. It's used to not being there.
Really?
I was like, he called. I was like, man, you're interrupting me watching Tombstone. What do you want? He's like, hey, we're doing a show. I was like, oh, hey, let me get ready here.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We've been gone for so long with all the Baylor football and everything.
Well, that's all right. Their quarterback got the Heisman, so I guess that makes up for us being off the air. You know, I guess we'll take that. So, but no, it's good to be back. Nice, beautiful, brisk day down here in the piney woods of East Texas, and we've been getting some rain. Our lakes are starting to get a little water back in them. Creeks are filling back up and ponds. So, man, it's just all good down here.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's been nice to have this rain come in, and we've got somebody on the line to tell us how our lakes are doing. And folks,
would that be LLG?
Yes, it is. She is better known as Lake Level Ginger with the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report. What's happening, Lake Level Ginger? How you doing tonight?
Hey guys, I'm doing very well. Dennis, thanks for asking.
You're quite welcome.
Pleasantries as usual.
All right, back to you, John. No, go ahead. All right, Lake Level Ginger, we've had a lot of rain. We've got some more rain expected for next week, and I would imagine that the majority of that rain is going to be runoff filling up our lakes. So what good news do you have?
We have had quite a bit, but it's a good thing that we've got more on the way because our local lake levels have welcomed the recent rainfall, but they could definitely use a bunch more. Lakes Worth and Joe Pool are both about 2.5 feet low, while Lakes Ray Roberts, Grapevine, Ray Hubbard, and Texoma are between 4 and 5 feet below normal. Lakes Louisville and Eagle Mountain are approximately 6 feet low, while Cedar Creek and Richland Chambers are between 7 and 8 feet below normal. Lakes Benbrook, Possum Kingdom, Levon, and Sam Rayburn are are between 11 and 13 feet low. And as for Lake Travis, the good news is the lake is back to where it was the last time we aired, which was about a month ago, and it's measuring about 54.5 feet below its normal elevation level. Bad news, obviously, it hasn't gained enough. And that's it. Please remember to wear your life jacket and boat safely.
Hey, I might have missed Lake Ray Hubbard. Did you get anything on Lake Ray Hubbard?
I did, but I'm sorry, you have failed the test, Dennis.
That's surprising.
Just like his wife always says, never listen.
It is somewhere between 4 and 5 feet below normal.
I'm sorry, I was communicating with Captain Ryan over here. What did you say?
You no, I'm all the fingers on one hand, and that's about how low it is.
We're having difficulty raising Mike Beeson, and so that's what
we'll
doing.
We'll call it 4.5 feet low, Dennis, just for you.
4.5 feet down. You know, we got there's a couple of boats over there that have been sold, but they can't get them out of the water to complete the sale because the boats are on the ground or, you know, inches from being aground, and subsequently they can't move the boat out of the boathouse.
Maybe this week's rainfall will help, because I understand that we're about to get a whole bunch more.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I understand, too. Well, hey, Lake Level Ginger, we do appreciate that very informative report. Sorry I wasn't paying attention as closely as I should have been.
That's okay. I'm getting used to it.
And Big John, anything for Lake Level Ginger?
Just good to hear that voice again. How you doing?
Yeah.
No, that's it, man.
What's your name is?
What's your name be?
How you doing?
All right.
No, just good to hear everybody, man. That'd be good to hear everybody, get us back rolling again. Get ready for the new year coming up.
That's right, man. I'm looking forward to it. Well, Lake Level Ginger, thank you very much. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk at you in 2 weeks.
Okay, Merry Christmas, guys. Have a good one.
All right, everybody, that's Lake Level Ginger and the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report, brought to you by Grandpappy Point Marina and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. All right, Big John.
Yowza.
How's the weather out there in East Texas tonight?
Absolutely beautiful. Probably going to get down in the 30s. It's nice and clear. I've heard some of my neighbors, I've heard a few gunshots go off here in the last hour, so there might be some deer being harvested right now. So I'm going to be looking around, see if I can't get my hands on some deer sausage here pretty soon.
All right. Talking about sausage.
You got to get that while you can.
Talking about sausage, man, guess where we went? I took my in-laws last night. Well, first of all, my family, the Gibbs family, we went out to the Santa's Village out there in Richardson next to the library out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, we went to Carmine's Pizza.
Oh, man.
And the owner, Carlos Pinta, and his wife, Vivian, were there. And we had a good time.
They take good care of you, man. They're responsible for more than 1 pound of meat on me, I promise you. They got some good grub, man. I love it.
There's still a popular radio station here in North Texas that Big John and I used to be on, and they still have his sound drop from John saying, "I prefer the sausage myself."
Are you serious? I didn't know that, man. That's my intellectual property. They need to give me that back.
Well,
but no, I was up in Tyler today, man. People, I tell you what, Christmas shoppers were everywhere. I was so glad to get out of Tyler and get back to the woods.
I bet, man. It's I can't stand all this traffic and stuff around by the malls and everything. It drives me bananas.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, Beeson's probably, he's probably taking a nap. It gets dark, you know him, he starts heading to the house.
Oh, yeah, he's probably asleep, you know, when you get like that.
Yeah, you get old and stuff.
You got to take a nap. But I had me a little nap today, too.
I don't blame you. But no, we're getting a little bit of, like she said, you know, Sam Rayburn's still about 12 feet or so low. Got a lot of the boat ramps closed. But one of the good things is the Corps of Engineers and stuff is working on these boat ramps while the lake is low. They're extending them on out. They're doing a lot of repairs and doing a lot of work around the local parks and marinas and stuff. So once we get some water back in the lake down here, we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I've heard about the Army Corps doing some of that work around the boat ramps, and that was really good news to hear that. And John, talking about boat ramps and boats and outboard motors and outdrives and inboards and plumbing, mm-hmm. the water systems in boats, We're going to come take a quick break, but folks, when we get back, we're going to give you some tips on keeping your boat protected during this winter. Some easy things for you to do and to try to keep your boat protected and keep your engine block from cracking and freezing right here on News Talk 660 Case Guy. You are listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. I'm Dennis the Boat Guy. He's Big John Mixon. This segment brought to us all by Grandpappy. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming right back.
New choice. Intelligent talk. News Talk 660. Case Guy.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grandpappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grandpappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Chenaux, and Catalina. And full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grandpappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Mer Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grandpappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
Why should you donate your vehicle to Charity Motors before the end of the year? Here's Charity Motors' Gabe Balhorn.
For us, it's our busiest time of the year, and we really, as an organization, depend on the donations at the end of the year to really help the charity operate throughout the entire year. And so what we do is take a donated vehicle, we sell that to someone of need, a low-income person, and then we take the proceeds and we give it to other charities. Year-to-date, we've given already over $1 million to local charities.
Wow, that's incredible, Gabe. And remember that great tax break you get. A full fair market value tax deduction guaranteed. Your deduction is whatever your car's worth.
Tax is really on the mind of people. I mean, everyone's trying to figure out, okay, I made X amount of money this year. It'd be great to have an added deduction or to give money to my charity, you know, at the end of the year for a program with my church or a hospital or a school or whatever. And it's a perfect time for us to make that deduction count for this year, even up until December 31.
Call Charity Motors and donate your car today. 972-CHARITY or online at charitymotors.org.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get the Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-430-3961 and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961. That's 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961.
Are you struggling with extremely high credit card debt? Do you owe $50,000, $100,000? Well, even if you owe $200,000 on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-0326. This program is so powerful, it can provide effective relief even for individuals with extremely large debt amounts. So if you owe $50,000, $100,000, even $200,000 on your credit card, this program could reduce your total debt and allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-0326. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-0326. That's 1-800-300-0326.
News Talk 660, Case Guy and Mike Gallagher.
Mike Gallagher.
Weekdays at 8. News Talk 660, Case Guy.
More of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660, Case Guy, with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Radio Show. Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy here. This segment is brought to us all by Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort and also Cedar Mills Marine and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. And John, you and I have always liked stuff for free.
That's right.
Just like at Cedar Mills, they give stuff out for free. Like
what they got going on now?
3 months of free slip rent out there at Cedar Mills Marina. Not to mention a gift card and stuff for the restaurant and the service department for new tenants out there. Go to cedarmills.com and go and check that out. Also look at their yacht sales department. See their inventory of boats for sale. You can do it all with just a click going to cedarmills.com.
I said avoid the crowds and go online. I did a little online shopping myself today.
All right.
That's cool. It. So we need to talk about winterizing. We're fixing to get a little more rain and another cold snap, huh?
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Ryan was telling me, he said, hey, I've got Big John's music. We'll have to. There it is.
Hey, I feel like I'm on the show now.
There we go. We got your music, Big John. All right. All the way from East Texas.
That's right. It's country wisdom.
It's country wisdom. That's right.
Oh, that's awesome.
The co-host, Big John Mixon.
Hey, I tell you what I'm getting excited about. I know the first of the year is coming. That means we're not far away from the Big Dallas Boat Show, baby.
Yep, that's coming up in the first weekend of February. And, oh, that's always going to be a lot of fun out there.
That's when we get to see everybody, man. Get to see all the boat folk, man. We get to visit and aggravate.
Boy, I tell you what, that for me, that's like the beginning of the year right there. We start, I get busy then, and it doesn't slow down for us until, like the 1st of November, I guess, October.
It's the kickoff, man. It's coming up, and I can't wait to get up there and see everybody, man. I tell you what, I know we'll be talking a whole lot more about it, but I just once New Year's hits, I start getting excited because I know here it comes, man. We're almost there.
Oh, and it's always fun to go and see everybody and, you know, Mark Callahan and W.O. Seal. And
we got to go see Greg Ray, so, you know, check out him, man, GQ.
That's right.
See what's happening in the world of GQ magazine, you know.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, good times. But, yeah, winterization, man, that's very important because I tell you what, we always talk about maintaining your boat and how a little bit of maintenance goes a long way, but if you don't winterize, you want to talk about a big bill coming your way come springtime.
Oh, man, I tell you what, we just had a caller come in. Austin McDaniel. Got to say hello to Austin McDaniel. Forgot to say hello to Austin at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, give a shout out to our fan.
Yeah, we're supposed to be surveying his boat here coming up this week. And matter of fact, he's on the line with us. Hey, Austin, what's going on?
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Man, we are doing absolutely fantastic. Big John, this is Austin McDaniel, and he's looking at you still looking at the 280 Sea Ray Sundancer, right?
I am, Dennis. We actually went out there this afternoon. It was a great glassy day over on Lake Louisville. Took it out and went out with Joe and Tyler Marshall. The boat was great, but we need you to come look at it this coming up weekend. Like you said, do a little DK deal killing for me.
I tell you, if you were with Joe Marshall, then I'm sure you guys had a few laughs today.
Oh, we did, yeah. You know Joe, he's always out there cutting up. So we had a great time. It was a good day to get on the lake.
Man, that's awesome. So I'm looking forward to going out there. We'll go out to Pier 121 and go survey that boat for Austin this coming week. And John, it's pretty neat. You know, he was all excited on the phone about, you know, talking about, you know, buying this boat. And here he is today listening to our show and calling up to say, hey.
Yeah, so, hey, it's going to be my first boat. I can't wait.
He's calling to put pressure on you to get out there and get it done so he can buy this boat is what he's calling for.
Yeah, I know, man. Got to hope we don't find anything wrong with it.
Well, you know, here comes the deal killer. Watch out, Austin. Here he comes.
Well, that's what I hear. That's the reputation that he's got, but that's what I want somebody to tell me, not what's good about it. I want him to tell me what's wrong about it. So hopefully we'll get her done.
Well, man, I'm glad you guys had a good day and that everything went well for you out there. And please be sure to tell Joe Marshall and his son Tyler that we said hello and Merry Christmas to him and Dixie and their family.
I sure will pass it along. Thank you much, Dennis.
All right. Take care, Austin. I'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, bud. That's pretty neat, John.
That's great to hear the excitement in these guys, man, fixing to buy him a boat. Boy, you just get all fired up. And I mean, he wants you to come survey it today. He's like, get on out here now. Let's get this done, man.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's how it is. You know, when you find a boat and you're ready to get into one, you're ready to move yesterday on it.
That's awesome on that. He'll be listening. He'll be wanting to know how to winterize that thing once he gets it. So what are we going to tell him today?
Well, I'll tell you what, John, you know, talking to some of these claims adjusters that I've run into in my line of work out at the marinas and different lakes, the thing that they told me about this winter that we had in 2010-2011, it cracked a bunch of engine blocks. A lot of engines were destroyed this last winter that we went through. And folks, if you don't winterize your boat, now first of all, if you don't know how to do it, then you need to take it to the dealer or call your marina and have them do it. Some guys think that they know how to do it, but when they get down in there, they forget some of those little drain valves in there that are down towards the bottom part of the engine, and they forget to undo those and drain the water out. And John, that part ends up freezing and cracking and breaking. Like on some of these MerCruiser engines, you've got a fuel cooler down there on the bottom. You've got to drain it. And when we would go to survey some of these big boats, you know, they're taking on water right then and there. If it wasn't for us going to survey this boat, I mean, it would have sunk. You know, the pumps would have eventually given out. And but, you know, those are just some those were two things that I wanted to say. You know, if you don't know how to do it, then call the marina to do it. If you want to learn how to do it, then you still call the marina, but prep them ahead of time and say, hey, I want to be there. You make an appointment, and then this way you can watch the guy winterize your boat and see all the areas that they go to in your boat that need to be winterized. Get the water out of there. Otherwise, your boat could sink. You know, these sea strainers are basically water filters for the water going into the engines, are just little plastic bowls right there that the water sits in, and the plastic will crack and freeze, and your boat's going to sink. We had a lot of those boats, you know, a lot of situations like that with boats this last winter, sinking on many different lakes, Ray Hubbard, Texoma, and Louisville. I mean, so if it's going to get to freezing, if you haven't winterized it or prepared it to be winterized, you're going to be in some big trouble.
Damn, and what a lot of people, you know, they're going to do it themselves. One thing you forget about is the water system. You know, don't forget your onboard water system, and not just in the cabin, but a lot of people have, you know, freshwater washdowns on their swim platform. You know, that needs to be drained and winterized. They've got ice makers. They've got outdoor sinks and bars outside. All that's got to be taken care of, or come springtime when you fire everything back up, you're going to have leaks and you're going to have water spraying everywhere, and that will get expensive on you. So don't forget, you know, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, don't forget your outside water system along with your inside water system.
Yeah, you brought up a good point, because people will put that additive into the fresh water system where you turn on the pump and the faucets, and when it comes out pink, then you know it's all protected. The only thing that they don't do is they forget about that ice maker there on the back deck and that shower back there on the transom or on the aft deck. And you turn on your water system and the water starts squirting out of it, so you can't use it, you know?
Yeah, all of a sudden you turn on your water system, next thing you know, your bilge pump comes on, you're like, wait a minute, where's this water coming from, you know?
So,
and, you know, again, you know, there are times when it's not worth taking a shortcut, you know? Sometimes you just need to pay the piper, you know, get the marina guys down there, because you know what? They're professionals. They get paid for a reason. They know what they're doing. They can come down there and knock it out in a quarter of the time you're going to do it, and they'll do it right. You know, and like Dennis said, most of these marinas, if not all of them, are very, you know, they're nice about, hey, I'd like to watch and see what you do, so maybe I can do it in the future. They're cool with that. You know, come on down and we'll show you how to do it.
It'll save you a ton of money when you can do it yourself, and it's not that hard to do it. Also, for you guys that have outdrives or outboard motors, what you need to do before it freezes again is lower those units down. Let the water drain out of that bell housing where the prop is and get all that water out of there. Then you can raise that motor back up. Also, make sure that the plug is out of your boat and that you've got your trailer, that the boat is tilted you know, aft or tilted backwards, so that that water, when it does rain or your boat does accumulate some water in it, that it can drain out of the back.
In other words, put the nose up in the air.
Put the nose up in the air. And like, John, what's your suggestion as far as trying to keep that trailer wheel up there on the nose of the trailer from sinking down in the dirt or sinking down where the, you know, now the nose of the boat's going to be pointed down?
Well, it's as easy as putting a brick under it, or, you know, put a 2x4 or something under it. You know, anything you can to keep it from sinking down into that soft dirt, you know. But you really want to make sure your boat's not sitting level or even bow down or nose down. Get that nose up in the air. And then, as we've talked about this, what a lot of people don't realize is if your boat is on a lift and you haven't been able to winterize it and there's a cold snap coming, drop it into the water.
Yeah.
Because the water will act like a blanket. The water's always going to be above freezing. If you think about it, these lakes don't ice over. So the water is always going to be above, or, you know, above freezing. So if your boat is not winterized, you've got a ski boat or a pleasure boat or something sitting up on a lift, drop that sucker in the water, and that's going to help save you some problems. That's going to help save things from freezing up on you.
Just like around here, what freezes over first? All the overpasses and the bridges. And your boat being up out of the water like that and being up in the air, I mean, you're getting hit from the top and the bottom and the sides, and your stuff's going to freeze in there and cause you a lot of problems. And
yeah, that's when the windshield and all that comes into factor. You know, when it's up on the lift like that, it's cold all the way around. When you drop it in the water, at least it's got that water as a little warm blanket underneath it.
That's true, man. That's so true, and that was a good point. Hey, John, we're going to take
I come up with stuff every once in a while. I'm here for a reason other than beauty.
That's true. That's true.
I do have a face for radio, though.
Yes, we all do that. I definitely do. But, hey, it's 6:28 right now. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got Frank Pillsbury with Dock Talk. And that'll be with Big John and Dennis the Boat Guy here. Folks, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. We're going to find out what all these boat dealers and marinas are doing right now.
92.9 FM in Dallas.
95.5 FM in Arlington.
99.9 FM in Fort Worth.
News Talk 660.
K-Sky.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Chinook, and Catalina. And full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merc Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-939-1348.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-939-1348. That's 1-800-939-1348.
The holidays are here with lots of parties, family gatherings, and plenty of pictures. Let Ovation Cell Therapy help you look your best. Restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance. Guaranteed with Ovation Cell Therapy.
Do something special for your hair this holiday. Repair the damage from harsh chemicals and heat styling. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Up to twice as fast with Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. No transplants, no prescription meds, no side effects, just a simple simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation has even helped with chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you.
And give a set to a special friend on your holiday list and save on both.
Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Give the gift you'd love to get. Give the Ovation Holiday Gift Set, a special holiday package at a special holiday price. Order now at ovationhair.com and enter KSKY at checkout for your special introductory discount. Hurry, this is a limited offer. ovationhair.com.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. No one tracks likely voters more closely than Scott Rasmussen. And in the latest issue of Town Hall Magazine, you'll get an eye-opening exclusive from Scott on voter expectations heading into 2012. You'll also get an exclusive interview with former White House Press Secretary Dana Perino and New Mexico's Governor Susana Martinez on why Democrats take Latinos for granted. It's fresh, intelligent reporting you won't see unless you log on to Town Hall Magazine and subscribe. Check out a very special offer for new subscribers today at townhallmagazine.com. That's townhallmagazine.com.
Christmas is coming up. Send personalized gifts everyone will love from personalcreations.com. They have fantastic holiday items at really great prices, including ornaments, stockings, apparels, and other keepsakes. Plus, Personal Creations is offering listeners an extra 20% off. Go to personalcreations.com. Click on the star in the top right corner and type in the password Mike. That's personalcreations.com. Click on the star and enter Mike. Don't wait. Order now.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Weekdays at 11.
News Talk 660. KSKY. Call 866-660-KSKY with your questions or comments. We return to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 KSKY.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. This segment's brought to us all by the Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant and Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. Folks, if you've ever thought about a boat, grandpappy.com. They've got over 100 of them for sale out there. Go to grandpappy.com. They got pictures of them, the inside, the outside, the specs, engines, everything on them. Grandpappy.com. Big John, what are you eating, man?
I'm actually stirring up a wonderful cup of decaf coffee. I've had to give up caffeine because it was reacting with my cancer medicine, and oh my gosh, I'm trying to drink beer with no alcohol, you know.
Yeah.
That's all right, man. I still got my coffee. It tastes good. It just don't give me the jitters no more. But no, I'm just laughing, thinking about your in-laws listening to you say the word hunted.
Hunted? Yes.
They probably sit over going, what if we let into our family? Listen to that boy. He can't even talk.
I tell you what, you ought to hear the English language destroyed.
They come to the Gibbs household.
That's it, man.
But, oh, well, I'm ready to hear what Mr. Franklin's been up to.
Well, we're having a difficult time here trying to get in touch with Franklin. I think he's hanging out with Mike Beeson.
Him and Beeson are probably wrapping up things either on the lake or at the golf course.
I heard his horns playing. I thought he was on.
They just bring class to the show.
I like that. Well, I tell you what, we'll go ahead and do Doc Talk right now for a little bit with Big John and Dennis. Maybe Franklin will call
in.
Can
do it.
And
what were we going to talk about? Uh-oh, here we go.
Here we go, man.
We can find somebody to punch in the face.
Oh, that always makes me laugh. The Doc Talk theme song, man.
Yeah, that is so much like Franklin, isn't it?
Yes, it's totally Franklin. And when you hear that song...
He's such a laid-back guy that we've got this just crazy, wild music for him. It's awesome.
No.
He's probably sitting over going, what is wrong with these boys?
Yeah, he was afraid to come on the air. He's like, I think I'm going to skip this weekend.
Yeah, I'll skip them till next year. I've had all I wanted them in 2011.
No, I've talked to Beeson and Pillsbury here both today, and... We're all ready. Don't know
what's There's no telling what's going on. But I tell you what, I would just about bet. Now, I'm speaking totally off the cuff here. It is the end of the year. These dealers want their 11 models off the floor because if I remember right, you pay taxes on what's left over at the end of the year. And I would bet they would much rather it be in your driveway than on their showroom floor here in the next week or so.
Yeah, and John, you know that they're going to, you know, some of the dealers are running with a light crew, so, you know, they're wanting to get stuff moved off of the floor. A lot of your marinas, though, right now, they're going to be running a skeleton crew for the rest of the year. Friday was probably the last day for a lot of folks, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's holiday time, you know, it's going to be slow around the marinas just because people are out of town, people are visiting, you know, family, and, you know, a lot of people take advantage of that to come out to the lake. You know, I know there'll be a lot of families that celebrate Christmas out on their boat. I mean, it's going to be beautiful, you know. I mean, Santa's got a boat. He can come out there and bring your presents to your boat slip, you know. And, you know, a lot of people like it when it's not that busy. But I tell you what, a lot of these dealerships, all of these dealerships, they want you to come see them because they would much rather your name be on the title right now than theirs, I promise you.
And Santa's got a nice boat.
You know, Santa usually is running around in something fast, like a little Donzi or a little fountain or something, you know, maybe a little Baja. He's always got something quick because he's got a lot of stops to make on the lake. He can't be fiddle-farting around in no pontoon boat, you know.
Yeah, and you ought to see what his reindeer look like.
Oh, I remember some of them reindeer. I mean,
hey now.
Up his make up his Sneaky Pete and over at Charlie's. I remember some reindeer.
What's your name is?
What your name is there, Miss Jingle Bell? Ho, 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 and I don't mean that personally.
Dasher.
But no, I'm man, I tell you what, it's the holiday season. Everybody, you know, we're laughing and talking about, you know, going to the mall and buying gifts. But, you know, let's break it down and don't forget the reason for the season. You know, it is about Jesus' birthday and celebrating family and friends. And, you know, take time out, you know, spend some time with family. If you own a boat, if you know somebody who's never been out on the lake or never been out to a dock, take time out and take them out there. Give them an experience they might not otherwise have if it wasn't for you. You know, it's the time of year to think of others and put others first and give instead of receive. And you know, it's just a good time to, you might know somebody that might be a kid in your neighborhood, a kid in your one of your kids' class who's never been around the boat, never been to the lake, and they would never forget this Christmas if they got to go out and go out on a boat or go out to a nice marina and a nice dock and experience something like that.
Hey, that's you, John. That's great, man. Keep going.
You know, every once in a while I find a pearl instead of a grain of sand, baby.
Hey, and you, the way you spew it out there is pretty good, man.
I sound about half edumacated.
100 times over.
100 times over. H-U-N-E-R-D, 100.
Hey, I do have to say hello to Priscilla and Orin. They're my in-laws. They're staying at my house, so.
Yeah, I want to say hello to your sister-in-law, Jen, too. Hey, how you doing? Maybe she's listening. How you doing?
It's funny because John, when I'm talking to him on the phone, he's like, hey, tell Jen I said hello and tell your mother-in-law that you're talking to your future son-in-law.
Your future son-in-law is over here saying, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, but I tell you, man, it's a great time of year, and I wonder, I bet we missed out on the Twinkle Light Parade already.
Yeah, there was some Twinkle Light Parades going on, and those were always a lot of fun. And, folks, what we're talking about is, you know, some of the boat clubs, like at the Pier 121 Boat Club and the Dallas Yacht Club, the Texoma Powerboat Club. They do these parades, and these big boats all get decorated. They, you know, the boat owners decorate their boats up in Christmas lights and wreaths and mm-hmm. you know, reindeer and all that
just
kind
like
of stuff.
You do at your house, they just do it on their boat,
and they have a big parade, and it's usually a pretty cool sight to see. And you know, I didn't participate in any of that this year.
Yeah, it's a little cool for you to be out there in your rowboat, so it's
yeah.
kind of tough on you.
And it was hard to put the lights on my remote control boat, you know.
That's it. They don't stay on. They get wet and go out.
Plus, when it would get 50 yards away, it would not have a signal anymore, and it just stops.
That's awesome. But, yeah, you know, you're talking about skeleton crews. You know, that's another reason. You know, get your boat winterized. You know, if we get a bad cold snap, get some ice in here during the holidays, you may call the marina, and they're going to be closed. You know, they're gone. It's a slow time of year for them. They're enjoying time with family and spending special time at home. And, you know, now is the time to get it done. Get out there yourself and do it. If you can't, you know, afford to have it done, go out there and do it yourself. But, you know, don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till the power fails out there to figure out, you know, oh, my bilge heater's not going to work, the power's out at the marina, you know, should have winterized. Yeah, you should have, you know, and now's the time. If you're not going to be on your boat and using it for the next few weeks, get it done now.
Well, if you lived in my parents' house, my dad would have said, drive up there, you go stay on the boat, turn on the generator, and when the electricity comes back on in the marina, then you can come back home.
That's right. Do not show back up at Phil's house until the electricity is back on, or you'll be living on that boat. I'm going to bury you on that boat.
Yeah, I don't want anything happening to my boat. Dennis, yeah, go up there. And
if you feel like you're freezing to death, call, and I'll send one of your brothers up there to, you know, bury you and take over.
And, John, you know how excited I was to go do that? The only problem is I didn't bring any food with me. And my dad didn't say, hey, you better, you know, get some food and bring it up there with you because, you know, it's supposed to ice and snow.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck at the marina for a few days.
Yeah, I'm stuck at the marina, and I'm like, wow, I'm really hungry up here. And this can of raviolis that's been sitting in here since 1984 isn't going to do it.
No, it's not going to stretch out over those 3 days you're up there in the ice storm.
Yeah, and Carmine's wouldn't deliver to me up there in the ice, so
wouldn't get it up there to you, man. I tell you though, that's just one thing. That's just great memories. You know what I'm saying? We talk about boaters and boating and boater, you know, boat people, and you know, it's just a great way. It's a great community in which to build memories with your family and friends. I mean, I wish I could count the memories I have, and I got started late in life in the boat business, you know, and just the fun we had on the docks, like you said, with DYC, you know, the Dallas Yacht Club, and, you know, people like Lacey Harbor and Russ Trett and stuff. I mean, just all the fun times and good things we did hanging out on the docks and with good boat people, man, just going out rafting up, watching fireworks, or just hanging out and swimming, yeah. You know, and it's coming up on the time of year. The boat show's coming up. If you haven't tried it, you know, this may be worth something you may want to look at, you know, give it a shot. Like I said, it's the year-round vacation. Instead of spending your money going to Disney World for 1 week, just take that money and stretch it out over a year and enjoy the boating world.
And John, I tell you, man, like just like you were saying, a lot of people, they say, well, what are they talking about? You know, the boating is for, you know, the summer, and that's when you do it, and after the summer's over, then that's it. Some of the best times that we've ever had as a family were during the winter months.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's with the folks that are on your boathouse there or the folks that you run into, some of the best times have been during the winter months, and especially after Thanksgiving. It was a tradition the day after Thanksgiving, all the boats we'd tie up and have Thanksgiving all over again. And
that's another good thing about the boat show is running into all these people, man. I mean, every year we see people we haven't seen in forever, and it's running into old friends, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just reliving the memories, and man, you remember this, and boy, you remember that, and I mean, that's why I get so excited about the boat show coming up, is you never know who you're going to run into from back in the day, you know, somebody you can reconnect with from the boathouse.
Yeah, and John, it's always been so much fun, and when you were selling a boat and during the winter time there and you walked down that walkway and that board came out and you went right into the lake. And folks, John always, I don't know about now, but John, you know, being a big guy, all he wore were shorts during the wintertime and a sweatshirt.
I was like Mikey on American Choppers, man. I'd be bundled up top, but them legs were hanging out, baby.
Well, I tell you what, John, it's 6:44, getting ready to turn 6:45. We are going to take a break right now. Folks, you have been listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show here on News Talk 660 Case Guy. When we come back, we have our outdoors expert, Kevin Strickland. He should be live with us on the line. He's funny to listen to talk, so don't go anywhere. We got some good entertainment coming up next.
Follow News Talk 660 Case Guy on Facebook and Twitter. Details at caseguy.com. Or search News Talk 660 Case Guy.
Dennis Miller says if Romney's the guy, the left is going to have a field day with his history on healthcare.
Romney has, shall we say, been vaccinated for Barack Obama. He's had a small bit of a
CO or SidcoAuto.com. Sidco Auto, the painless way to buy a car.
News Talk 660 Case Guy and Michael Medved. Weekdays at 2 p.m. News Talk 660, Case Guy.
The Big Boat and Outdoor Show continues. Here's your host, Dennis Gibbs, on News Talk 660, Case Guy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. This segment here is being brought to us all by Grandpappy Point Marina, Cedar Mills Marina and Resort, the Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant, and Gibbs Marine Surveys. And Big John?
I'm still here.
You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
It is time for our outdoors expert, Kevin Strickland. Kevin Strickland, what's going on, buddy?
God almighty, I was wondering if we're ever going to have a show again.
I know. Thank God Baylor football's over. Wow.
Hey, congratulations to RG3. Man, that's awesome. That guy won that Heisman.
Who did?
That guy from Baylor.
Oh, did he really? Okay.
Robert, he's the first Baylor. From what I understand, he's the first Baylor that's ever been nominated for the Heisman. First Baylor Bear.
Well,
and ended up winning it. Great guy, too. He's a class act. Graduated high school early, graduated college early. Heck of an athlete. It was a best one to me that won it. I think they picked the right one.
Well, I tell you what, their games were being aired over a special station during a special time.
That's right.
So
that's why they did good. They hooked up with us.
That's right, man. That's what happens when you follow
that. Imagine how that expanded their listenership.
I'm telling you, man, that's how we roll.
That's how we roll, man. That's how we roll.
That's it, man. Hey, Kevin, you had any luck out there in the deer stand this year yet?
I haven't even been, John. I've been I work for Joe Misacchio over here at Cinnamon Creek Archery on the weekends, and I have been working every weekend here, you know, before Christmas gets here, trying to help these guys out. And man, today we've done awesome, man. It's been one of the better days. I guess everybody getting, you know, their last minute shopping in before Christmas kicks off next weekend. And it's of course I enjoy it. You know, I sacrifice a little hunting time to help some good people out. I work with my best friend Kyle Chambers over here and my good buddy Darren Bynum. We all just have a big time, work together and sell a bunch of bows and eggs.
Man, that's awesome, dude. Do y'all ever get to take a lunch break and go shoot some of those bows?
Yeah, today. You know, today we, thank goodness, a friend of ours that works up here, Danny, his wife Wendy, brought us some homemade deer chili up here, and if it wouldn't have been for her, we'd all starve to death. So we've been in there eating deer chili and jalapeno cheese cornbread.
Man, listen to that. Sounds pretty good.
Man, that makes me jealous. I'm just glad I'm not standing near any of these boys here about right now.
Especially riding back with Kevin.
They'll make sure have to be some O-ring replacements come about 9 o'clock tonight, I'm sure.
Imagine riding with Kevin in his truck with the heat on the way home.
Man, wow. You know, that's something you eat with your buddies and then you all separate.
That's right. That's exactly right. Everybody goes their separate ways.
That's funny, man.
My 14-year-old nephew, he killed his first deer with a bow couple of weeks back, about 3 weeks ago, and then the next day Heath wasn't going to be outdone. Heath went ahead and dropped the hammer on one himself, so that was his second deer with a bow. So we've got plenty of deer meat in the freezer. I ain't having to scrap around look for nothing.
Wow, that's cool, man. Where did he find these deer?
They got them on our place up in Oklahoma. We've got a lease there in Boswell, Oklahoma, and that's where my dad takes him and my nephew up there all the time, so that's where they've been going.
Now, Kevin, for our listeners who might not have been introduced to bow hunting, you know, if I wanted to step in and just come get a reasonable rig and go out and learn how to bow hunt, what's something like that going to run me?
You know, it's, John, you can start out at a beginner bow anywhere from, you know, getting everything for under $500. That's as bow rigged out, sights, rest, stabilizer, release, field tips, the whole nine yards. To go and plumb up to, you know, we've made a few sales today that were over $2,000. So, I mean, it's just, it's whatever you, yeah, I'll put it to you this way. I tell somebody, they say, well, how much is it going to cost me? And I'll tell them, well, you can go buy a Weatherby rifle and a Leopold scope probably cheaper than you can come get rigged out with a high-end piece of archery equipment.
I hear you, though, man, but there ain't nothing like, if you've never been bow hunting, if you've never had to, you know, get there and get that close to one and do it the old natural
way instead of
gunpowder and a bullet, you just don't understand what that feels like.
My 9-year-old daughter can kill them with a gun, you know, when she was 9, she's 12 now. There ain't nothing anybody can stick a set of crosshairs up there and pull a trigger and kill a deer. That's not a challenge in it, you know. I want to see how close I can get to one of them rascals. That's my biggest deal in bow hunting. I just love to see how close I can get to them.
And Kevin, the bow hunting has become very popular. And for somebody like me, who doesn't know the slightest thing about, you know, bow hunting, if the place where you work, you know, I could go in there and see you, and you would not hopefully not make me feel like an idiot, but would train me a little bit on what direction, what kind
That's
of bow
exactly
I should
right.
get.
And if I had two guys come in here today, have never shot a bow before, and before they left here, I had them hitting a 50-cent piece at 20 yards before they left, very comfortable with their equipment, and fired up about trying to take them an animal with a bow now. They had not a clue, never shot a bow in their life before they walked in here today.
Well, I tell you what, Kevin, we've got a lot of listeners that just tune in to the end of our show so that they can hear you and hear you talk. And I tell you what, if somebody wanted to you know, get a bow this year, what's the name of the place where you work at again?
It's Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
Yeah, it's about a mile northeast of Cabela's in Fort Worth.
Okay, so folks, and I recommend, you know, ask for Kevin Strickland. And Kevin, if somebody goes there during the week and you're not in the Cinnamon Creek Ranch selling bows and arrows.
They need to ask for Kyle Chambers.
Kyle Chambers.
Or Dyron Bynum.
Say that second name again.
Dyron, D-Y-R-O-N.
All right. There you go, folks.
Both of them good buddies of mine, and they both of them great bow mechanics. And Joe and all the guys that own this place out here, they are top-notch people, and I wouldn't be associated with them for a minute if they wasn't. You know, I'm not going to put my name out there on the line and talk about anybody that wasn't top-notch. Joe's a heck of a guy, really taking care of me and my family, and I thank the world of all these people out here. It's the best bow shop you could come to.
Hey,
it's
man.
It's the biggest one in the world, matter of fact, if that means anything to them.
Well, that's awesome. And Kevin, hey, before we run out of time, I just wanted to say thank you and thank Big John and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Captain Ryan, thank you over there. And it's getting ready to be cowboy time, and we got about 15-20 seconds left, guys. Anything you want to say?
Hey, God bless all our troops and everybody overseas. Let everybody know that I'm thinking about them.
Oh, God bless our troops. Yes, sir. Big John?
Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see y'all on New Year's Eve, baby.
Merry Christmas, y'all guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll talk to y'all in a couple of weeks. Captain Ryan, thank you. Everybody take care. It's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show.
It's called the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with Dennis Gibbs on News Talk 660 Case Guy. If you have something on your mind, fire off an email to bigboatshow@yahoo.com. That's bigboatshow@yahoo.com. Dennis or any of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show crew will check it out. Tune in to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 Case Guy.